You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Insights with Solaris with Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Live from Solaris.1.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Insights with Solaris
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Insights with Solaris, where I am your host, Jennifer, and I have been a tarot reader for well over 10 years now, and I have more than over a dozen certifications in healing modalities, astrology, numerology, all of the things that you can think of. But I always come back to say that I am simply a channel of spirit, and I bring messages and healing for those who find me. And I always start out with a collective message for the next 7 days, what to be aware of as you're going about the rest of your week. And it seems like there's going to be a mix of relationships and needing to be logical and get things done over the next 7 days. So it seems like you may be with somebody who very close. It could be a family member. It is leaning for more the collective. It is going to be your partner, your romantic partner. And it seems like there has been a give and take. One partner may have been giving more lately, but this next 7 days is going to be that reciprocation, especially if one or the other person in the relationship may also be feeling a little bit under the weather. It could be less energy. It could be a sickness. Hopefully nothing serious. I'm not seeing that, but one person will be stepping up over the next 7 days just to kind of support while the other partner is resting and recuperating. After that, that's only going to last like a day or two, but after that, things are going to start moving again, and you're going to get a lot of information coming to you very fast. It is important to be decisive, but don't be reckless. You need to have all the information. You're going to get the initial information that's going to make you move quickly. That is a good thing, but there's also that cautionary tell when you move too quickly, right? You can rush over the details and start to miss more important things. But it seems the information that you will be getting over the next 7 days is going to continue to morph into a bigger picture. So when you get that initial information, go after it, start taking steps to whatever this information is leading to, because it will clarify by the end of the week. So whoever needed that message, I hope that it was what will help you during the next week. And so we're going to go to our caller today. And we have Yvonne from Australia. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, thanks.
So, what type of questions do you have?
Just a question on my current relationship would be great.
Absolutely. So, at the beginning, before I even step in, it feels like you may be getting some input from your friends about your current relationship, particularly over if you were over drinks or something recently. They may have had a couple of things to say about your relationship. Is that right?
Yeah, a couple of people, yeah.
Well, they all mean it in good faith, so we can step into this. And is there something in particular you want to know? Because I'm seeing the overview, but if you have, because this is such a short time, if you have something you'd really like to focus on, we can absolutely do that.
Whether worth staying is an option, or is it just not going to go anywhere?
Mm-hmm. So I am seeing a couple of things. It seems like there is some newness to there. Even if it's not a new relationship, there's a lot of joy and hope around this relationship and what it can become. And still being in a bit of a beginning stage where there is passion, but there's so much more that can come from it. But there is still not a full commitment in an emotional aspect yet. So while there may be a lot of flirtation, attraction, a lot of fun together, there still needs to be a little bit more growth coming in the emotional part. Now, what I like for you is that you are coming into an era of where things are clearing up for you. So you have closed out cycles, you are beginning other cycles, and it seems like astrology, if you are interested in astrology, your planets will be lining up in a way that does support your personal growth within relationships. And so you can even go to one of the AI chats, whatever, and just say, okay, where is my Venus placement? If you're not as familiar, and that will kind of give you more of an idea of the challenges and the expectations of what will be coming to you over the next couple of months. So that's just a side note. But all of this is coming into alignment, but it's not quite ready yet to blossom. And internally, you may be feeling that bit of stagnation, and that is okay. We all go through different cycles. What I like is that your energy looks like it has a really good foundation and grounding. You have good people around you that you can enjoy with. So it's not like you're sitting at home and you're lonely and you're waiting for somebody to. I see you as a successful person who has a good foundation, who has friends and can enjoy life with yourself and with your loved ones. And because you have that foundation, even though you're in the stagnation, you're wanting things to move forward, it gets you in a way of where you are holding your boundaries and you're not going to settle. And as you stay in that energy, this kind of beginning stages is going to morph into a deeper connection. So if you're wanting to ask about that deeper connection, there is absolutely an opportunity here, but you are still in a pause period. And just stay in your energy.
Okay, because this isn't a new one though. It's not a new sort of beginning.
Yeah, and I can completely understand that. But there is, how to put this, there's a part of the relationship that has not fully developed in what it could be. So while it may not be completely new, there is an aspect to it that needs developed in order to create that emotional connection again. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, but while you are staying in your independence, that is coming back for the masculine aspect. Now, masculine doesn't mean male or female. It's just who has more of that masculine energy in the relationship. So that masculine energy is stepping forward in order to succeed more. And. Yeah. So it's not like you're waiting for, you're doing your own thing. You're being independent, but you're giving enough space for the other partner to come in and find that success again. And once that is kind of rebuilt in your partner, then it's like, okay, we can almost start over again. It's not going to be like starting over from scratch or anything like that, but it's more as, okay, we are ready to put more back into this relationship again. We are ready to revitalize it, go out on dates again, or just have fun again. And just that emotional connection and finding balance, because it does seem like there is a little bit of imbalance because one partner is showing up as less mature, particularly with your partner may have been at the beginning someone very confident, authoritative, taking control, maybe a little bit fiery, but something has happened to where that has stepped back and he has reverted back to kind of a a smaller version of himself, but he's regaining that and he is becoming more emotionally available and more receptive and accepting of everything that has happened. How is that sounding?
That's not sort of coming to light or showing it to me yet, but yeah, I understand what you're saying, yeah.
Okay. Do you have any children?
I'm older, yeah.
Okay. Do you have two children?
That's right, yeah.
Okay. So is one of them planning on getting married anytime soon?
Yeah, shortly, yeah, in October.
Okay, so as this is going on, this marriage, of course, celebrations are involved. A lot of stress can come up as well. And it seems like this is going to help trigger this revitalization of your own relationship, whether it's just a remembrance of like, oh my gosh, we had that happiness, we had that joy, even possibly renewing vows if you are currently married and whatnot. But seeing your children happy, seeing them in that place of love and acceptance, it's almost like it's like a light bulb turns back on. It's like, oh yeah, let's go back and let's do this again. Because it seems like life just got in the way. There's been some loss, particularly if any of you have lost like a childhood friend or someone really close to you that you have known most of your life. There's been so much going on and there is a heavy theme of sadness. So that stagnation that you were currently feeling was simply because you weren't quite sure where to go next. And it's not necessarily in a relationship or just so much has changed and you're like, oh, now what? And that happens multiple times throughout your life, like graduating from school, getting married, having children, and getting to retirement age. There's such a big transformation that's a lot of times it just stops us in our place and goes, what now? You may have an ideal, but it's coming back to love after a period of loss and heartache and sadness. It's a remembrance of what you had possibility, stepping out of that discontentment, that apathy, that day-to-day of like, oh my gosh, this is just, we got stuck in a rut. So give it some more time. Go in with that and have a great wedding and congratulate the happy couple. And then you can go in and see that emotion come back, that love come back and say, okay, let's have some fun. Let's go on dates. Let's go take a trip out to the lake or wherever you want to go, but bring joy back.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, what's going on? Yeah, correct.
All right, I hope that helps. And just know, stay in your independent lane and things will start to fall into place.